Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here live in Los Angeles, but we're going to switch it up here as Paxton Quigley is in Miami broadcasting with another segment of Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning.
Well, hello, and also welcome back to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Folks, there's been a great deal of news these past several months about CBD. The real name is cannabidiol, but everyone calls it CBD. That's the cannabis-derived compound with many health benefits, but no high. Now, ever since the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill, which legalized hemp across the country, many people assumed that CBD derived from hemp was therefore legal. However, there remains a great deal of confusion on this matter. That confusion over the legal status of CBD as an ingredient in food and beverage products was highlighted again this past week. Now, for example, in Maine and in New York, health departments ordered the removal of CBD products from restaurants until the FDA approves it as a food ingredient. Who knows how long that's going to take? In several other states, law enforcement has asked pharmacy and store owners to remove CBD products from their shelves. So, folks, today we are happy to welcome our guest, Todd Morrow. He's the president of a company called Hemp Meds, which was the very first CBD company in the United States. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Todd, and how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for the warm welcome. Happy to be here.
Certainly. We're hoping that you can shed some light on the current CBD situation. What's going on out there? Why is this happening now?
Sure. Great question, and one that's obviously very topical. Given the news just this week in New York. And, you know, I'd say that with the passing of the Farm Bill, a couple of things. The passing of the Farm Bill is very exciting for all of us because it gives us the ability to store CBD domestically, which we've not had the ability to do. You know, Hemp Meds, and you mentioned this, is a subsidiary of Medical Marijuana Incorporated, and we are the first publicly traded cannabis company in the United States. We have a long-standing relationship with a single European farm where we source all of our raw ingredients. And by virtue of that, prior to the Farm Bill passing, the 2018 Farm Bill passing, we've been able to legally sell our products. And with the 2018 Farm Bill passing, we now have the ability to source goods domestically or look at that opportunity. We're really eager to continue to grow our partnership with our European farms, but we're also very excited about the opportunity to look domestically as well as other places worldwide.
Now, I wanted to ask you, why all of a sudden is law enforcement, you know, coming down on various products and taking them, you know, asking for them to be taken off the market? Restaurants who sometimes put in some CBD oil or something in one of the foods. Why all of a sudden is there this clampdown?
Great question. So, you know, to your point, the controversy and the crackdown in New York and other states hasn't affected Hemp Meds because what we have to offer is finished CBD hemp oil products. Now, the controversy has really been primarily on CBD that's added to food and beverages by the FDA. And that's one that, you know, I think is one of those issues where there is a gray area related to what is truly legal and what's not. And while, you know, federal law, state one thing, state law may state something else. And so, you know, we've seen this over the years where there are states or counties that come in making assumptions related to what's legal and what's not, It's kind of like the Wild West out there right now, because there's nothing really overall governing what's legal and what's not. So it'll be really interesting. We don't know how long it'll last. At this stage, as I mentioned earlier, our business is not yet is not affected, because we're only selling finished goods. But we're keeping a close eye on the news related to the adding of CBD to foods and beverages.
Now, it sounds like to me that the FDA needs to create some guidelines on CBD as a dietary supplement as well as a food additive, and also that the DEA also needs training to understand the difference between cannabis and hemp. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely spot on and correct, and the one thing that I'd say is that the U.S. Hemp Authority, who is very active from a regulatory perspective within the hemp and cannabis space, has established something that's very exciting, and this process just started at the beginning of the year. So in lieu of the FDA and the DEA getting involved, the U.S. Hemp Authority has instituted their own industry seal, which will be provided to only companies that go through a rigorous process check, in which they are confirming where the raw ingredients are coming from. They're following that all the way through the supply chain, through to manufacturing and finished goods, to ensure that all the proper processes are in place to ensure that the product that's on shelves or in food is safe and of quality. So we believe that this is a very good first step, and may make the process with the FDA, when that time comes, much easier.
I tend to certainly agree with you. I've been very bothered, and I've had a number of listeners write to us and tell us that they've gone into medical dispensaries and they look at a bottle, let's say, of CBD oil, and it says 500 milligrams, and then on the back, in the tiniest print that nobody can read, they find out that there is really very little, CBD in it, and a lot of coconut oil.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of education that needs to be done in this space, and that's a big concern for companies like ours. That is very transparent as it relates to our quality of ingredients in the amount of ingredients within each one of our products. You know, you bring up a point that's very interesting, because you're seeing CBD pop up on shelves at gas stations and convenience stores, all the way through to very expensive natural grocers, as well as spas and boutique salons. And there's really, not a lot of information out there that helps folks understand truly what is in the bottle. And I think that, time goes on, there's new players that are entering the marketplace all the time. And one thing that I think is very important for consumers to understand is that cannabidiol, or CBD, derived from a hemp plant, is different than hemp oil. Hemp oil, a lot of companies are stating that the amount of hemp oil on the front of their bottle or in their supplemental fact, and that is not CBD. So, that's a scary proposition for all of us. And in the end, unfortunately, everybody loses, because you run the risk of somebody getting a product home and trying it and not getting the desired results. And then, the entire industry loses.
Right, and people get angry at that and say, nothing happened. And, I was told by the bud tender that this was the best product to buy. And, of course, some of it's very expensive. So I hope that those companies out there that are not true to what they're doing will either have to change, or they will fall by the wayside.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of our most important initiatives for 2019 and beyond is to continue to educate. And we believe that beyond selling our finished CBD goods, it's our duty to ensure that everybody worldwide has all the information they need to ensure that they're making the right decisions when they're considering CBD, to ensure that they are realizing the tremendous benefits that CBD has to offer.
Oh, that's good. Now, I read that you recently joined with the national distributor, Mr. Checkout. That sounds very positive. What does this mean for your customers?
Great question, and we're very excited to have partnered up with Mr. Checkout, who is one of the best national distributors in the United States. The lion's share of our business historically has been done direct to consumer, and we're really excited to begin to distribute our products, are both focused on distribution through retailers. And in order to do that, we've taken a hard look at all of our options and partnering with the best in the industry, or one of the top distributors, is the path that we've elected to go down. So very excited to announce that Mr. Checkout and HempMeds are partners. They will begin the testing process. They've actually kicked off the testing process. And we will be moving full steam ahead with them here very shortly.
Well, that's terrific to hear. I wish we could spend more time talking. Will you tell our listeners how to learn more about HempMeds? Can you give out your website, please?
Absolutely. I direct all of our customers to www.hempmedspx.com. That's www.hempmedspx.com.
Well, thank you so much, Tad. And we'll have you on again when things heat up. And to all of our cannabis healing listeners, thank you for being with us today. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Paxton Quigley. And please stay healthy and balanced and stay in touch with us. I'm Paxton Quigley.